And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, Linda Bankin, the director of ALFA, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and also Anya Grenier. Okay, she's the project manager, she's a Sitka fellow, and she's wrapping up her time here with the organization. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Well, we are here to talk about ALFA, an update on what ALFA's doing, and also to focus a bit on the Alaska's Own project. Let's start out with ALFA. Linda, what is this organization? What does it do? What's its mission?
ALFA is an organization of independent small boat fishermen. We're based here in Sitka, but we have members across Alaska and a few who live in the lower 48. And our mission is to advocate for healthy fisheries and healthy fishing communities.
And how do you do that?
We work on policy, representing members in different venues, both locally and at the state, federal, and national level. And we also have gotten very involved with our members in working in research collaboratively with scientists and research with fishermen collaborating with each other to expand what they know about the ocean, help them be better at what they do, and also continue to advance best fishing practices.
And we'll talk a little further about some of those programs after we introduce Alaskan's Own. And Anya, can you talk about that?
So Alaskan's Own is kind of the outreach branch of ALFA and also the fish providing branch of ALFA. So it's a community-supported fishery program where we source fish from boats in our fleet and make it available through a monthly share program to subscribers in Alaska and Seattle.
How long has that been going on?
This is the seventh year of the program, and we've got some... I don't know what to get into now.
Seven's usually a really good year for programs like these, sort of community-supported agriculture or fish programs. And in keeping with that, you're bringing in a new grant that's going to help you expand. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, we were really excited to get a grant from the Northwest Farm Credit Service, and that's helping us expand into Fairbanks this year for the first time. And that's been really exciting because we've just gotten such a positive response from that community. And in general, I think that it's exciting for us to work in communities that are farther away from where communities are fishing and where people are really excited about getting fish and having this connection to a resource and an industry that's so important for the state, but that's not happening as much up there.
So what communities are you in then currently? What's the reach look like of Alaskan Zone?
We have a CSF subscription base here in Sitka, and in Juneau, Anchorage, and now expanding into Fairbanks.
What's your big vision?
Well, to me, nobody in Alaska should be without great fish. And I think everybody who eats good fish should also know how it was caught and where it was caught and understand a little bit of the story behind the fish that they're eating. And also that when they buy fish, it makes a really positive contribution to sustainability of the fisheries if they're careful about what fish they buy.
It seems this is a lot about cultivating identity in relation to what you eat and where you live.
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece behind the whole sustainable local foods movement is for people to be able to understand what goes into growing food, if it's agriculture, what goes into harvesting fish, if it's catching seafood, and how that harvesting or that growing is affecting the resource base that we all depend on for our food system. So to us, that's really important. I think the other maybe a little bit different piece of what we're doing from a common CSA or CSF is that we do involve our local processors, Sitka Sound and Seafood Producers Cooperative, in our CSF. So they do the processing for us, for the fishermen who are part of our organization, and then we provide it through them to our subscribers. Just to, in our mind, the processors are a really important part of this community. They're a really important part of our industry, and we want everybody working together to support this community.
Well, and it seems you can really grow on this this concept that Alaska may be the biggest state, but it's really one of the smallest states So local means something beyond just your own right backyard. Local is not just Sitka, local is the entire state.
Yeah, and right now less than 1%, even though we're the biggest producer of seafood in the country, our state, that less than 1% of the fish that's harvested here stays here.
Wow, that's an astounding number.
Yeah, it is, and that's part of the dynamic that we want to change.
Well, let's talk a bit about the proceeds from Alaskans Own. Those go to support a number of projects that Alpha runs. Can you talk about those, Linda?
Those proceeds support our fishery conservation network, and our network involves fishermen and scientists collaboratively to address conservation issues. And often those issues are ones that are identified by fishermen, for example, our sperm whale avoidance network, CSWAP, where fishermen came to us and came to scientists at Fish and Game and University of Alaska and said, we have this problem, the whales are starting to take fish off of long lines. We want to try and get out ahead of it. You know, can you work with us to help us solve it? So coming up with deterrence and avoidance strategies for sperm whales was one of our early collaborative projects. We've gone from there to develop a network that's identifying areas with high rockfish bycatch issues so fishermen can know where those areas are and avoid them or minimize their bycatch, control their bycatch rates of rockfish while harvesting their target species really effectively. And then a bathymetric mapping project where fishermen are collecting an image, basically data on the sea floor, and then they're giving us that data, and we're combining it both with other fishermen's data as well as NOAA data, Fish and Game data, and giving that back to them so they have these really detailed maps that help them to know exactly what the habitat's like that they're fishing in to stay out of sensitive habitat, but to fish really efficiently and mentor young fishermen as they come in by having these tools to use.
And that's basically like looking at a topo map, but of the seafloor.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, instead of just having a sounding that's here or there of what the depth was in that one place, you have a whole image of just like a topo map of what the ocean floor looks like.
Because different fish hang out in different depths.
Yeah, very much so. There you get rockfish in pinnacles and corals and sort of really high relief areas, and then more your flatfish out in the sand or mud. So yeah, knowing where the fish, what the habitat is and what fish are associated with it is what makes a good fisherman a good fisherman.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about electronic monitoring over the past year or so. What is that and how are you working with that?
So about 4 years ago now, the North Pacific Council decided that all boats down to 40 feet had to be able to take observers when they were tasked. A lot of our small boats just don't have room to accommodate another person on board safely, or even, you know, bunk space, like logistically. So we started working really hard at that point to develop an alternative to observers, which is a electronic monitoring system that's recording all the time all the fish that are coming in, as well as pretty much everything that's happening on deck and the position of the boat, so that we could provide the catch accounting information, catch and bycatch information that the managers were looking for without having to make these boats fit an extra person on board. And we've worked with NOAA, Alaska Fisheries Science Center, on that, as well as the Sitka Sound Science Center, to develop the capacity for them to take that information and process it. So that's another collaborative project, as well as working with fishing groups from all across the Gulf of Alaska that represent small boats and are really committed to having this alternative to observers.
And there's also a fuel efficiency project, correct?
Yep, that's another one. So fuel is one of the biggest costs our fishermen face. And being able to make operational or mechanical changes to your boat so that you are efficient about how you use your fuel and can actually reduce the amount of fuel you use to catch the fish you need to catch really makes a difference in fishermen's bottom line. And that's a project we're working on with Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. And as part of that, coming up with an online place where fishermen can go, see a boat that's similar to theirs, make changes to it digitally, and then figure out over time what that would cost them and how long it would take them to pay that back. So I think that's a really useful project for our local fleet.
You mentioned briefly about mentoring young fishermen. We've been hearing a bit lately about the fact that, well, we're not really seeing many young folks moving into the fisheries and people are aging out. And what does that mean for our fishing economy? And you've made that a priority, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's something we started recognizing maybe 10 years ago, that there's this real graying of the fleet. And a big part of that is the costs of entry have become exorbitant for a lot of people. It's just really tough for people to borrow the amount of money they need to borrow to buy permits and quota, along with getting started with the boat and the fishing gear. So we started looking for ways to help people address the cost of entry by having reestablished fishermen participating in loans. And then also mentoring fishermen, so helping them through this fisheries network gain tools that they would take half a lifetime to figure out on their own. So these bathymetric maps that are enriched by data from people who have been fishing for a long time help them have the kind of knowledge that used to take decades for people to build.
Well, there is a lot going on at ALFA, and there's a lot going on with the Alaskan Zone Project. If folks want to find out more or maybe even get involved, how can they contact you?
Well, you can always call us. But our websites are alaskanzone.com for the CSF program and alphafish.org for ALFA.
And what's the phone number?
For Alaskan Zone, it's 907-738-2275.
And ALFA is 747-3400.
Well, thank you both so very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Linda Bankin and Anya Grenier from ALFA.